I'm very happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Jennifer Jasper. Her one-woman show, I Can Hear You, But I'm Not Listening, will be performed at Teatro Paraguas on Thursday and Friday of this week, and then at The Cell in Albuquerque on Saturday and Sunday. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. Now, this is a performance about your childhood. You were from Santa Fe. You moved to Seattle. And now you have gone back in this performance to kind of your early life.
Right.
To make a performance. What was that process like? How did you do that?
Well, I have always told stories. And a few years back, I wanted to quit a very busy job and wanted to get back to doing more performance and theater. And decided to embark on creating a show about my family. And then did that, and that kind of got put aside. And I came back to it a couple years later because the main comment I got was, when I was workshopping, was, you're nowhere in your story. And I'm like, really? I'm not in there?
Like, really?
No. Yeah, really. I had not written myself into my own story.
What was it? Who'd you write in?
It was about everybody else. When
so
I told a story,
parents, siblings.
I was no longer in it. Yeah. So I...
You know, your shrink might have something to say about that.
It's the middle child syndrome, I think. So I put that away. And then I thought, you know, I want to get back into comedy. I want to start doing stand-up comedy again, or just my comedy. And a friend of mine said, okay, well, we would meet for like little artist meetings over coffee. And she's like, okay, just commit to it. Go commit to a 3-minute open mic somewhere. And I came back the next week and I said, I have rented a theater for a weekend in 3 months to do a full-length show. So I think I've committed myself to actually doing it. And I was, and so the title, actually, I Can Hear You But I'm Not Listening, I came up with because of my dog. But it ended up becoming...
How's that?
Because my dog does not listen to me.
Right.
The ear, the corgi ear will turn. And it's like, I know you can hear me.
I can hear you, but I'm still not going to obey. Mm-hmm.
And then when I started gathering material and started working on the actual material, it kept going back to my family, And I was all of a sudden the central character in my own story. And so the story actually really wanted to be told, I guess. I kind of think that that happens. And then the title completely made sense with everything because it was very much kind of like my childhood in a lot of ways. So.
Now, did you come across things that you had to really think whether you wanted to reveal them or not? I mean, families certainly have family secrets and privacies. And
yeah, I think because it was all coming from me and it's all... It's my perspective on my experience. It was easier to talk about things because it was a connection to me. It's not like, oh, I'm going to talk about this person and reveal things about them. It's more interactive. So not really secrets. I will say that before bringing it to New Mexico, I had my mother watch the performance on DVD from Seattle and give me permission to bring it back here.
And she did.
Yes, she did.
Did she say, can you just leave this part out?
Mm-hmm. There were a couple of things where she's like, oh, I really wish she wouldn't say that. Or can you just change that? So I've changed some wording and stuff because it's definitely, I think it's hard when you're doing autobiographical work and the people around are still living. You know, it definitely doesn't come from a vindictive, but it's a definite... It's a line that you walk as a performer. It's an odd one because you're like, I want you to enjoy it and I want you to remember it and enjoy it. And I'm not trying to hurt feelings or anything. And I don't think I do.
Right,
I
mean, but you can't be a total Pollyanna either.
Right. I have to tell it the way it was. And my youngest sister, who lives in Seattle, has seen the show. And she's like, I don't feel like that at all. Like, she's like, I think you're fine. You know, don't worry about it. Because then if you start worrying, then it becomes something that it's not.
And now, you're working with, as you said, material that's very funny. And how is this similar to, and how is it unlike stand-up?
Well, as far as how I was never really a good stand-up because I don't like doing the same material over. I'm very improvisational, and I continue to develop. I mean, even with performances of this show, I'm continuing to develop it, and I'm discovering new things every time I tell the story.
How to tell it? Or
mm-hmm, and the telling of it. It depends on the audience reaction. If they talk to me, I'll talk back. And, you know, it's a very free form. It's not scripted. I have an outline. And so I know the show, but I don't have anything absolutely scripted or memorized. And it allows me the freedom. And with stand-up, you have to be a little bit more precise. And it's all about the laughs. And with me, with my performance, I think the darkness is needed in order for the lightness to shine. So I walk a line. There's dark pieces in the piece. There are dark moments. But...
Now, you grew up here. Does mm-hmm. Santa Fe enter into the piece mm-hmm. at all?
Oh, yeah.
Give us a teaser.
Well, I talk about going down to, like, the PBSW bookstore that used to be off the plaza. There are people in the story that are actually going to be here. And I'm hoping that some of them are actually going to come to the show and be like, oh, my gosh, you mentioned me. So friends of mine that I grew up with. And locationally, the big thing is the PBSW bookstore. I go into that detail a lot. And a speech and therapy program that was through Carlos Gilbert School. I went to Carlos Gilbert Elementary. But a lot of it is centered around the family, more so.
Right, right. So it's called I Can Hear You, But I'm Not Listening, mm-hmm. a one-woman show by Jennifer Jasper. And once again, it's at Teatro Paraguas here in Santa Fe on Thursday and Friday of this week at 8 o'clock in the evening. And then it's at The Cell in Albuquerque on Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, it's at 8, and Sunday, it's at 2 o'clock matinee. The Cell is at 700 First Street Northwest in Albuquerque, and you can get tickets at liveatthecell.com. And at Teatro Paraguas, you can just give them a call at 424-1601. Jennifer Jasper, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.